Please welcome Carolyn Arland.
Hello. So I grew up in New York City, and as a kid, it didn't seem all that dangerous because I was a kid. I went to a nice school, but I became friends with a group of people who lived up in Harlem. And I would go up there with them, and once we got off the bus, we would be chased because of me. And we'd run really fast, and we'd get away all the time. And then I'd go home and say, they'd ask, oh, did you have a nice time? My parents would ask, and I'd say, yeah, we played tag. So I was a little naive. But after college, I went back to New York, and it was sort of a different world. I wasn't living with my parents. I was living in the German ghetto. It was tough. I got mugged 3 times. I got robbed 4 times, my apartment. And the last time, it was particularly violent robbery. My roommate and I came home to find our furniture just smashed, the books ripped in half, the fruit cut up, because apparently people hide jewelry and fake fruit. And we found, you know, it was devastating, it was violating. And my roommate found a vial of crack in with all the wreckage. And she put the crack on the windowsill and left it, the window a little bit open, so that if they came back for the crack, they could just take it and not murder us. So cut to, years later, I finally got out of the rat race as I wanted. I was always, you know, more of a country person. I wound up in Durango, Colorado. But there was, even though I fit in, I was mellow, I loved river trips and kayaking, there was always this sort of pearl of, a malignant pearl of fear, and that something's gonna happen around any corner. And it would rear up in unexpected times. Like, for once, we were on a kayaking trip down the Dolores River, and we were camped out. We were camped out just above a waterfall, and it was very pristine. And somebody drifted up, and he had missed his takeout, his campsite, and asked if he could stay the night with us. And I immediately thought, serial killer. Of course, I wasn't the trip leader, so I didn't kick him out. We were, you know, we let him stay. But that was sort of an example of how suddenly this pearl, this malignant pearl, would just rear its ugly head or start glowing fear. Anyway, so one Halloween, we lived on a sort of dark road, offset from the street. Nobody ever came by, no trick-or-treaters ever came by. It was out of the middle of nowhere, but we always bought candy just in case. And it was about 10 o'clock at night, so no chance of trick-or-treaters coming by. We had gotten through another Halloween without trick-or-treaters. And I was watching Law and Order, and there was suddenly this pounding on the door, just smash, smash, smash. And the dog started barking, and I jumped up and went into panic mode. And I dart down the hall, but first stop and grab my machete, which I had picked up on a trip to Ecuador. And then I see my husband going towards the door, like, na da 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 da. And I was like, Lars, stop. He's like, what, what? I'm like, don't open the door. I said, get behind me. And he's like, okay. You know? And so I look through the peephole, and I see a pumpkin, and it's glowing with flames coming through the eyes and the mouth, and it's looking completely sinister and like a bomb. That's what I'm assuming it is. And so I slowly opened the door and got my machete. And Lars starts, and say, "Step away from the pumpkin." And so with my machete, I lean in and I pop the top off and peer in. No explosion. And so he's like, "Oh, well, let's bring the pumpkin inside." I'm like, "We don't know where this pumpkin came from." So I said, "We're going to leave it where it is. Don't even blow out the candle. We're just going to lock the door." So then we go back inside the house, and the phone rings, and it's my friend Jenny Deer, who is the sweetest, and her family is the sweetest. It's just like their name sounds. And she said, "What the hell did you do to my nephew?" And I forgot to say that I had seen a man run off when I opened the door and speed off in a car while I was standing there with my machete. And she said, "He said you pulled a knife on him." And it turns out that there's a tradition within the Deer family. Once you become, you know, befriended by them, that you get a pumpkin delivered on Halloween. And even though I asked to be put back on that list, I never got another pumpkin.